Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Allison Crosthwaite, a transformational coach and extreme pioneer in the area of radical risk and personal transformations. And Allison, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome, Allison. Our pleasure. So tell us, how did you go from Wall Street trader to pioneer of personal evolution?
Well, it's been quite a journey, let me tell you. I was really stressed out when I was working on Wall Street. It is a really exciting career, and it suits many people. And for me, it took me way out of my true self, and I was very, very, very stressed, always busy, always traveling, always trying to get it right, make money, and I lost connection with who I really was. And so I went to see a psychotherapist, and she was an amazing woman, and she was actually interested in my thoughts and my feelings. And bit by bit, this became life-changing. That I could actually have a perspective on the world and what I needed and make decisions that really were good for me. And it started a lifelong plunge into the world of change. How can we actually change? How can a conversation change us? And it's gone way beyond there into how can any life experience change us?
Well, quite interesting how you set that up, and certainly looking forward to hearing further now. What do you mean by evolution past accomplishments?
Yeah, so, you know, when we grow up, with very good intentions from our parents and teachers, they tell us who we are, what we should do, you know, how to tie our shoes, how to read, how to write, and it goes on and on and on. And we're kind of taught from a young age that it's good when we do these things that other people say are good. And then, as we become adults, we kind of do it on our own steam, and we say, oh, I want to do this, and I want to do this. And we're doing it because someone else says it's good. And it is good, and it often brings us great rewards creatively, great rewards financially, great rewards in terms of relationships. And also, it can be a bit of a trap to constantly be creating things that the world thinks are cool or amazing or will pay us for. That living based on accomplishment. But there is another step beyond that. And, you know, at some point, most of us come to see in our careers, it's a bit of a game. We can kind of do it in our sleep. And if we wanted to do something else, it would be the same thing. It would be, you know, figure out the rules of the game, play the game. How else might we live? And so evolution past accomplishment is the phrase I use to talk about a different paradigm entirely, a different paradigm for making decisions, for expressing ourselves in the world. What if it had nothing to do with what the institutional and societal structures thought was good? What if it was about what satisfied and pleased us? What if it was about expressing ourselves authentically? The possibilities are truly limitless when we make that reframe past accomplishments.
Of course, this continues to get more interesting by the minute. Now, how do you approach solving business problems? Talk to us about that.
Well, this is so cool because with my business background, a lot of people come to me looking to solve business, financial, career types of issues. And what I've come to understand is there is no such thing as a business problem. There really isn't, because if you hear about somebody else's business problem, inevitably, you know the answer. The answers are easy. Sometimes you have to shut down parts of businesses. Sometimes you have to make changes. Sometimes you reinvest. Sometimes you make a call, make a contact, do a collaboration. I mean, the answers are all very, very, very straightforward. The only business problems are our experience of our own value and our own possibility. That's where we get blocked. So the way that I approach business problems is we increase self-worth through increasing life force energy through a variety of techniques. And then automatically all the problems fall away because your perspective completely changes. And that's the work. It's just about changing your own state, and then the problems get solved. Now, of course, sometimes maybe you want the answer to the problem is to consult an expert or a new tactic. It's not that tactics aren't real, but they're just tactics. There are no real problems.
Certainly appreciate all the information shared so far today. We're joined by Allison Crosthwaite, a transformational coach and extreme pioneer in the area of radical risk and personal transformations. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Allison, how do you help your clients improve their performance? Get into some of those highlights there.
Yeah, sure. So I help people improve their performance through increasing their energy, their actual physical energy. And I help my clients increase their physical energy by releasing blocks physically. So we all know that diet and exercise is a piece of the puzzle, but also emotionally, letting emotions flow and expressing them. This increases energy dramatically. Expanding perspective and letting go of things we used to worry about, this increases energy. Connecting to spirit. And by this, you know, you can use any word you want. You can use the natural world, connecting to yourself. But whatever way that you connect to meaning, this will increase your energy. So through all these different touch points, we increase the vitality of the human being, the chi, the life force energy. And from here, performance naturally increases, because when we see our own possibilities, we see everyone else's too. And when we see our own vitality, we see the vitality in the world, and we react to the world differently.
Some fantastic points made right there, and thanks for that. Now, some of your techniques sound pretty scary and out there. What do you say to someone who feels nervous about this kind of personal development?
Yeah, I hear that. And honestly, it's always fear that holds people back from working with me. And not just me, lots of personal development. It can seem frightening. What I would say is, think about one or two times in your life, one or two events or periods of time where you really grew, where you grew in character, in wisdom, in possibility. Almost all of us grow through challenge. We grow through something we didn't want in the first place. And so the idea that we're going to grow just through looking at the things we like and that are easy, yeah, I mean, it's a viable path. I'm not going to say it's not viable, but for the vast majority of us, we need to look at the things we're not looking at. And the reason we're not looking at them is because they're challenging. So yeah, is it scary? Yes. And I think it's a great idea to intentionally enter a course of personal development, knowing it's going to be challenging, signing up for the ride, because that's how you're really going to grow. It's through challenges that we ultimately grow the most. I would say this, when you're with someone you trust, like I'm with my clients all the way through, you're not alone in this process, to do the work with somebody that you trust.
And I certainly agree with you. And as we grow, it certainly comes through challenges, and I can personally vouch for that. Lastly, what is one thing listeners can do to improve their performance at work and in life ASAP?
Sure. So simple, but not easy. Here we go. Three very slow breaths. Count to seven on the inhale. Hold for a couple counts. Count to seven on the exhale. Hold for a couple counts. If you do this honestly, emotions will come up sometimes. Those are the emotions that are creating stress. Let them flow. But three deep breaths. Every time you start a meeting, start an email, get in the car, connecting with yourself, slowing down, this has the potential to change your life.
Allison, really appreciate your visit with us here today, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get further details on you and your services. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, come to AllisonCrosthwaite.com. CROSTHWAIT.com. And I'm happy to get on the phone and chat with anyone who wants to talk about these things. And there's lots of information on my website about the various techniques that I use and the ways that I see healing and change.
And that sounds good. And of course, listeners, check out the show notes for further details and links to Allison as well. Again, Allison, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Allison Crosthwaite, a transformational coach and extreme pioneer in the area of radical risk and personal transformations. And for all the details, visit AllisonCrosthwaite.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.